Simen Kuf Nun Gimel Dinei Binyan Beis HaKnesses Mutter Lasois Mi Beis HaKnesses Beis HaMedrash. One is allowed to convert from Beis HaKnesses to become a Beis HaMedrash. Avoloi Mi Beis HaMedrash Beis HaKnesses, but we may not convert in Beis HaMedrash to make a Beis HaMedrash into Beis HaKnesses. And the reason is, as Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph, Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash, Hu Mokem HaMiyuchad LeTorah, V'Kedushosoi G'doy LeYoisa. The Beis HaKnesses is not, Hu Mokem HaMiyuchad LeTorah, V'Kedushosoi G'doy LeYoisa. The Beis HaMedrash is a high level of Kedusha, because that's when one learns Torah. Besides davening, one also learns Torah in a Beis HaMedrash, hence its Kedusha is greater. Therefore, one cannot make from a Beis HaMedrash a Beis HaKnesses, but vice versa is increasing Kedusha is fine. Even if one doesn't daven in the Beis HaMedrash, nevertheless, its Kedusha is greater. Because we're going to warm. It is certainly true that one is allowed to make a Beis HaKnesses into a Beis HaMedrash. But what happens if the Beis HaMedrash is not a public Beis HaMedrash? It's more of a private area of learning, which others also invited to come, but it's on a private Beis HaMedrash. Is that fine as well? And the Magravom says it's Yitzorichin. That if it's a private, it's primarily a private Beis HaMedrash, then you can't make a Beis HaKnesses into a Beis HaMedrash. Save base. Actually, the Bialoch is important as well. Bialoch on the side says, Mutalasos, who are dinshim mutalimkoi Beis HaKnesses, kedelasos Beis HaMedrash. To sell a Beis HaKnesses in order to raise funds to create a Beis HaMedrash, that's permitted as well. So it's not just conversion and a physical change, it's also the sale to fund finance to make a Beis HaMedrash that's permitted as well. Peneho ir, shemochu Beis HaKnesses, save base. And the people in the city who sold a Beis HaKnesses, yichodim likach bedom of teva, if they had a Beis HaKnesses, they're allowed to sell the Beis HaKnesses, and with the money that they've now got, they can purchase with that teva and Aron HaKodesh. Dainu heichol sheminichim b'sefer Torah. Heichol, in other words, the Aron HaKodesh. So you're allowed to sell a shul to buy an Aron HaKodesh. Or luach shemamidim olav sefer Torah, or the bima as well. So you can sell a shul, and with a fund, you can buy an Aron or a bima. Mochut teva, if a teva was sold, yichon likach bedomav, mit pachas ol sefer Torah, if the teva was sold, you can purchase with that the cover for the sefer Torah. Mochut mit pachas, if the mit pachas, the cover was sold, loikrim bidome asforim, you can purchase with that asforim, dainu, shkosov kol chumash nevadoi, so that's a sefer of on klaf, but it's not the whole entire chumash. Chamish chumash Torah, which is one chumash itself, v'chein neviyim muksuvim, sinich neviyim muksuvim. Mochus forim, if you sell seforim, loikrim bidomeyen, with the money that you've acquired from the sale of the seforim, you can purchase a sefer Torah. But not vice versa. You can't do the opposite order of what we just mentioned now. Because that's a decrease of Kedusha also and is therefore also. Even if you purchase with the money something which is of a higher Kedusha and there's some leftover money, you're not allowed to use the remains, the leftover money, the Kedusha Kala, to a lower Kedusha. So we're learning that there is a order of Kedusha, and ultimately the highest Kedusha is the Sefer Torah. And you're allowed to sell all any items to have funds to buy something which has got a higher Kedusha. But you won't be able to do the opposite. So for instance, the Sefer Torah, which is sold, you can't use the money for a bima, for oroin, for a mitpachas, or for anything which is a lower Kedusha. But vice versa, if you've got Sfarim, you're allowed to use the money that you're selling the Sfarim for, you're allowed to use that to buy a Sefer Torah, for instance. Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan, Sif Katan Dalet, Yecholin likach shekolzet ekachoshi poi hu alo b'kedusha. All this is considered increase of kedusha. The order that was mentioned here, he's always considered increase in kedusha, and that's fine. So aliyah b'halo b'kedusha is fine. Yiridu b'kedusha is always also. So chumash that we're referring to sif cotton hay is called chumash levadu b'yemein, or yikoyis in the chumashim kein sefer Torah. Chumash was like a sefer Torah b'glila b'tfira z'gidah. The old chumash that we're referring to here is not a printed sefer; it's still on klaf, but it's just a chumash as opposed to chamisha chumash Torah. So maybe an important point to realize, just to raise awareness, is that Sforim here as well, we're learning that the Sforim as well have to be ensured. The Sforim we're referring to over here, they have got Kedusha, but you have to ensure that if you're selling them, you have to have an Alobi Kedusha. Okay, more on that later on in Mitzvah Hashem. Sif Dalet. Sif Gimel. Sif Torah Shenim Tzibur Tos. What happens if a Sefer Torah has found a toast and you want to sell it now? What are you going to do with it? So the Shulchan Aruch says a Sefer Torah shenim tzibur tos. If you've got a Sefer Torah that has a toast, it loses some of its intrinsic kedusha. Tinoi kechomoshe, but it's still some kedusha. It loses its kedusha of a Sefer Torah, but it still has got some kedusha of a chumash. And again, it's not a printed chumash. It's a chumash that has got klaf and got quite a high level of kedusha, but it hasn't got any more the level of kedusha of a Sefer Torah. And let's see kuf mem gimel. Siv Dalet. Imut liknos bidmei kedusha achas, kedusha acheres ki yoytze bo, yesh oisin v'yesh matirin. So, whilst we learned that a person is certainly allowed to do a halo b'kedusha, a person is allowed to always to sell something and purchase with a money something which is of a higher kedusha, that is perfectly in order. And at the same time, we also learned that the opposite is also, you know, how to sell, for instance, a Sefer Torah, to purchase something which has got lower Kedusha. What happens, however, are you allowed to sell something and to acquire something of the same level Kedusha? Would you be allowed, for instance, to sell a Bima to purchase another Bima instead? Or are you only allowed to sell it if you are purchasing something with a higher Kedusha? Shulchan Aruch says, this yesh imutaliknos bidmei kedusha achas kedusha acheres kiyoytzeba, as whether you're allowed to buy something we've got the same kedusha kiyoytzeba. Yesh oisim some asa v'yesh matirin and some amatir. So you've got a machlokas. Now, generally, the rule by yesh oisim and yesh matirin, we generally the rule would be that we would go according to the first opinion, Yesh Oisrin, Yesh Matirin. The Bialocha, we specifies the Yesh Matirin, I'm a Primogodim Shemitzad the Hoch Ilchese. The Primogodim says that we are the Mekel, that you're allowed to acquire something of the same level Kedusha. But it does bring Meiri and other who are more Mesupik in this, but Mishnebu does bring the Primogodim and other Chonim who are Matir. Certainly, this is not lechatchila. Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Yud Aleph, Yesh Matirim. Yesh Matirin, the Kim the Alkoponim Emoridim Kedushas, the Kolzel in the Avet, Havalin Lechatchile, Bevadi Osulim, Koshum Dovo Kedusha, Kedelikach Kyotzibo. Certainly, Lechatchile, you're not allowed to sell something in order to buy something of its equal Kedusha. Certainly, Lechatchile not. The question over here maybe should be asked, what the Mishnah Berurah earlier discussed, since we've got new, is what about a Sefer Torah? What about a Sefer Torah? There is no higher Kedusha in a Sefer Torah because that's the ultimate Kedusha. What's the halacha there? So Mishnah Berurah, earlier Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Niud says, "B'sefer Torah she'en yochel alois adomim." When it's sefer Torah that you can't increase its kedusha anymore because it's got the ultimate kedusha already, then it says, "B'kedusha yosik l'kula almak shemochu yikach b'domei acheres." Here, there's no shaila at all. So whilst it's true that we've got a machlokas with regards to any other object. How you allowed to yesh oisim v'yesh matirim? There's a machlokes as to whether you can be machmir or mekel with regard to that. And we said that the Mishnah Berurah brings the name of the Prima Godim, that there is a strong argument to be mekel, that yes, you can buy something of its same level, Kedusha. This is all with regard, this machlok is only existing with regards to any other item. But with regards to the Sefer Torah, there everybody agrees because you can't increase its Kedusha anymore. There certainly, you haven't got a choice. There certainly it's permitted to sell the Sefer Torah in order to acquire a new Sefer Torah. There's no shaila about it. There is an interesting discussion over here in the Taz. Mishneh Berurah quotes in Sifkot Yudalef a few lines further down, brings a Taz, and the Taz is as follows: Kosova Taz, Pizmaneinu Anoroim Harbe Moichim Sforim. We nowadays there's many Yidden who sell Sforim, and he's addressing literal regular Sforim. V'loikhen Achem Bidmehen. People are selling Sforim, and with the money of that they are selling Sforim, they're actually buying new Sforim. It's not Halor B'Kedusha, it's not Yerida B'Kedusha, admittedly, but it's not Halor B'Kedusha because they're selling Sforim and they're buying new Sforim. So is this okay or not? Nirad Achshav Metchila, she said that this is fine now. So of course, the question is a very strong question. There is a certain Kedusha to Sforim. So why Taka is one allowed to sell Sforim with a money, really, according to the previous Yisodis that we learned, if you sell something of a Kedusha, and you should buy something which has got a high Kedusha, so this is very, this is not a Sefer Torah, this is a regular Sefer. So surely, it's not so poshut. You can't just sell Sforim and buy a new Sforim with it. How can it be that some Yidden just sells Sforim and they buy a new Sforim with that money? So the Mishneh Berurah said, this is fine, and the reason is, near the achshav mitchilak shekoina sefer nowadays, when somebody initially buys a sefer, he obedai to lekach, he's had in his mind, she eloi kol zman sheitzloich, I'm only buying the sefer for as long as I need it, huveim yizdama eloi yoyse yofe, when I find a new sefer that I need more, or a nicer sefer that is more pleasant to use, yim koiz, I will sell this sefer, v'yikach yofe, I'm going to buy another new sefer, I'm going to buy the new sefer. So v'av shalehis nebeferish, although he didn't actually stipulated clearly. Nevertheless, since there is that general understanding that you're buying a sefer and you may sell it at a later point in order to purchase a better one, therefore it's permitted. Mishneh Berurah said there may be another reason why it's fine as well, but we have to just realize, I think that the underlying point that we need to understand here is that when it comes to Sefer, really the same Shaila apply. We've learned today, it is really important, Yesod of Halor B'Kedusha, that a person should always increase the Kedusha of the items and not the opposite, and that's really the starting point of Mochu B'Slachnes. When you sell a shul, you have to ensure that the funds are used for something of a higher Kedusha. So this is, so it doesn't only apply to Pesach Knesses, and doesn't only apply to Bima, doesn't only apply to Ona Kodesh, but it actually applies to Sforim as well. So contemporary Sforim as well, they have got a level of Kedusha. And when you're selling your sefer, you have to ensure you don't buy any tissue boxes with it, because when you've got a sefer, then you have to realize got a Kedusha, and the money that you've if you've sold the safe and you've got money from it now, you have to use for high Kedusha. So the Mishneh Berurah does say, however, that when it comes to Sforim, there's a general understanding that if you find another safer, it's you can just use for equal level Kedusha. If you're selling your safe, you can buy another safer for that money, that's fine. But nevertheless, it's still clear that you can't use it for any other purchase which is of a lower Kedusha. Seif, hey. If the community raised funds to build a shul, they've raised funds for a teva or for a cover, even for a sefer Torah. So the tzibur has raised funds for an important purchase, and they want to change. They've changed their mind now. They want to buy something else with it. For the money they've actually raised already. Here again, if the money has been raised and there was specifically for a certain purpose, and they now have changed their mind, actually they want to use the money for something else, we don't need this for this initial cause anymore, they can change their mind, provided that they can use it for a higher Kedusha. So if they change their mind now, for argument's sake, they say, you know what, actually, we're going to buy a Sefer Torah with it, that's fine. They can do that. But if they've raised funds and they want to now use something of a lower level of Kedusha, they're not allowed to do that. Ein meshanin Elo miktusha kala lechamur. It must be for ktusha kala, for lo ktusha lechamur to mu mahay ktusha. Im also boem adova shegovo oisim bishviloi. If they have purchased something which was they raised the funds for that, and they purchased that item already, and they've actually, the fundraising appeal was more successful than expected, there's some leftover money, then meshanina moisa lekald over mashiyutsu. Then if there's leftover money, then they can use the remains for anything that they wish. So if they've exceeded the expectation, the fundraising, there's some left, so they've, even if they raised funds for a very highly good purpose, but they some leftover funds, no, so for the rest they can use whatever they wish. If they, when they raised the funds, they hisnu, they stipulated clearly, they made a very formal condition that they want to do whatever they want for the remains of the money. They've actually stipulated very clearly, whatever is left over, we'll do whatever we want with it. Even if they bought, v'mochu, and they sold, v'chozu v'konu k'dusha b'miktzas adomim, they bought and they sold, and v'konu k'dusha b'miktzas adomim, they bought something else, b'miktzas adomim, with the remains of the money, mutal ha'irid ha'moysa, they can lower down the kedusha of the leftovers, avalim lo yihisnu k'shigavu elakshemachu v'hisnu osu l'aridam, but when they didn't stipulate this initially, elakshemachu v'hisnu, only when they sold, and they made it now osu l'aridam, they're not allowed to lower down the kedusha. So what this means is as follows, when we learned initially that if there's leftover money, they can use it for whatever they want, that's true. Now, there is another case, which is, what happens if they raised funds and they purchased something of a certain level of Kedusha, and now they changed their mind, they sold that again, they changed their mind, they sold that item again, and now they bought something else with, of a lesser value, of less expensive, which cost less, and there is now more leftovers than initially. So can they use whatever they want? The Shulchan Aruch now says, what can they do with that money? Shulchan Aruch says they can do whatever they want with that. So, but this is only because they've stipulated initially that they want to do whatever they want with the leftovers. In other words, we started off this Seif telling us that if there is leftover money, they can do whatever they want. This is true. But now, what happens if they sell this item that they've bought, and now there's more leftover money, because they bought something else which was less expensive. There's more leftover money now. Now, that it depends. If they stipulated initially that leftover money, they can do whatever they want with it, then they can do whatever they want with it. However, if they didn't stipulate, then that secondary leftover money, that will have to be used something, they can't just do whatever they want with it, have to be used for something which is of the same level kedusha of the initial purchase that they made. I hope that makes sense. Right. Now, the question really that needs to be posed at this point is, if they bought a, if they bought the, say the Sefer Torah, for instance, that they raised money for, And they were overly successful, and there's leftover money of their fundraising, of their appeal was extremely, and there's leftover money now. So we learned they can do meshanin ha'moisol echol mashiyut, so they can use the leftover for whatever they wish. Does it literally mean for whatever they wish? If they want to use, they want to use it for cleaning of the Beis HaMikdash, is that okay? Can they use it for tissues? Can they use it for electricity bill? Can they use it for whatever they want, or does he have to have some level of kedusha? Does he need to retain some level of kedusha of because ultimately it was fundraised for a Sefer Torah. So the Mishneh Berurah says, "If kot nidal lechol mashiyutzu," means literally for whatever they wish. Hainu afilu dovo she'ein boi kedusha klal, the leftover money of their successful fundraise appeal can be used for anything which has no kedusha even at all. Anything that is for the tzorich of the tzibur, for communal purpose. And the reason for that is, kivon shenase das anshei ha'ir ba'amois mishum hochi shori ba'amoiso. It was done for the shenase das anshei ha'ir ba'amois mishum hochi shori. It's done for the tzibur. It's done for the communal purpose, for the keila, and therefore it's fine, even if it's got no kedusha in it at all. The Rama continues and finishes the Eve, saying the following: Imkonu badomim elu. If they raised funds, they had money, and they bought with that money. Imkonu badomim elu shegovu. So they raised funds and they bought with that money eitzim, woods, vavonim, and stones for building of a Pesach Knesset. Cholo kedushas hadomim. The money that was raised had kedusha, and now that kedusha has been transferred onto these stones and woods. Alo etzim bavonim has been transferred. The kedusha is now on those items. The also leshanoi some, and now they themselves, these materials, have now an issa of you're not allowed to use those for any other purpose. Hagli kedusha chamur. Now those materials, now those bricks, those woods, that timber now has to be used for kedusha. Of that level, it cannot be low in kedusha. You can't now use those stones and woods now for a residential house. If they were imported, if those woods and stones were imported, in bol liad gabai, also leshanoison, if they were imported and it's reached now the hands of the gaba, also leshanoison, rak lekedusha chamura. You're not allowed to use them now. If the actual, physically have been bought already, you're not allowed to, the gabbai is not allowed to change it for any other kedusha, only for kai kedusha. For kodim shebo liyad gabbai, but if the material has not reached the hands of the gabbai yet, muta leshanoisam, then the importer can still change his mind. He can use them for something else. That doesn't matter. As long as he hasn't actually reached the hand of the gabbai. Havon mikomokim, nevertheless, lo yuchalach zebo is not allowed to he's not allowed to change his mind because of another reason. There's a neder involved over here, and he's not allowed to breach the words of his neder. But as far as the Hirodim Kedush is concerned, there wouldn't be a problem. Okay, so to recap this shir on Simon Kufnun Gimel, we learned Simon Kufnun Gimel, Sif Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet and Hey, and the halachas were that the underlying yesod was halo b'kedusha and never to do yirida b'kedusha, hayrada b'kedusha. So we learned that a Beis HaKnesses is of a lower level than a Beis HaMedrash. That's really the starting point. A Beis HaMedrash is also used for learning, and therefore it's called k'dusha. You now to make a Beis HaKnesses, to convert a Beis HaMedrash into a Beis HaKnesses, but not vice versa. We saw the Bialoch also says selling. Same halacha applies. We learned with regards to Bnei Ha'ir, which want to sell the Ona Kodesh, they're allowed to increase its Kedusha to use a bima, and similarly selling a bima to buy a cover is fine as well. To sell a cover to buy a sforim with that is fine as well. Nevi'im uksuvim is fine as well. To sell that again in turn to buy a sefer Torah, that's fine as well. But the opposite would be a Hirodu b'Kedusha, which is also. Leftover money, we learned at this point, is also a problem. You have to use the leftovers for the right kedusha. We learned the Shulchan Aruch Seif Gimel tells us that a sefer Torah which has got a toast is of a lower kedusha. And we learned that if you want to purchase something of the lower kedusha, that's for sure also. Of a higher kedusha is for sure permitted. If it's of equal value, yesh ois neyesh matir, the bialocha seems to be matir. And certainly with regards to the sefer Torah, the rule is one is certainly allowed to sell a sefer Torah in order to purchase another sefer Torah. With regards to sforim, there's a general understanding that if you're buying a sefer, you're not fixing to this sefer, but you are allowing yourself to sell it at a later point in order to purchase a new sefer. But what is implied from here is that you can't just sell sforim and purchase non-kedusha matter with it, low kedusha matter with it. That would be also. We learned with regards to fundraising. Anybody who has fundraised and you're allowed to be meshana mekdusha chamura, lekdusha chamura. Any fundraising that you've successfully raised funds, you're allowed to upgrading is always fine to a higher kedusha, but to lower the kedusha is not acceptable. We learned that if there's leftovers, you can do whatever you want. And we also learned that the physical material, the kedusha is chal on the physical material. And if it hasn't reached the hands of the gabba, then the kedusha is not chal on the etzim avonim, but there's a shaila of neda. And right, that's what we covered. And the next year, Mitzvah will be from Seif Vav.